Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Raising cattle is not what you do. It's who you are. It's your passion, your livelihood, and you'll do whatever it takes to succeed. AgriClear is here to help with a new way to buy and sell cattle. An online platform that lets you do business on your terms. With AgriClear, you can buy or sell cattle to anyone, anywhere, anytime, with confidence. Learn more at AgriClear.com. That's AgriClear.com. AgriClear. Cattle marketing on your terms.
Is winter wheat on your mind? Well, for outstanding seedling emergence, treat your seed now with Rancona Crest. Rancona Crest's ready-to-use fungicide and insecticide combination delivers 62% more insecticide than the competition for superior control of yield-robbing insects. Plus, Rancona Crest gives you broad-spectrum control of damaging diseases like fusarium and rhizoctonia. For the best value to protect your wheat seed and profits, the choice is clear. Rancona Crest. Ask for it by name at your local retailer or contact your Arista Life Science representative. Welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's take a look at our livestock futures. And why don't you kind of recap just exactly what happened on those animals yesterday?
Well, Dave, yesterday was all a session of mixed trading for our cattle complex. I should say once again. And on the close, our live cattle were on the mixed side, while our feeder cattle closed mostly on the positive side. The lean hogs closed slightly mixed. Reminder, on Friday is our monthly cattle on feed and our cold storage reports that come out at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Yesterday, we also saw the choice box beef down 44 cents, selects down 14, had a total movement of 141 loads. Cattle kill came in at 110,000 head, and our cash feeder index was up 4 cents. On the close yesterday, October live cattle were 30 cents lower, October feeder cattle 17 higher, and October lean hogs down 15 cents.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's talk about our grain futures here just a little bit this morning. The wheat futures having kind of a rough day yesterday, and so did the soybeans, but the corn futures about the only bright spot we saw.
That's right, Dave. We did see yesterday wheat and soybeans take a hit to the downside, closed negative. The corn market traded and closed on the mixed side. The wheat and the soybeans did trade near their contract lows yesterday, while the corn continues to inch higher as it makes higher lows this week. The Pro Farmer Tour continues to move across the Corn Belt, and they did find in Indiana corn yield projections to be about 40 bushels below last year's tour numbers. Trading overnight has been mostly higher in our grains with very good volume in our November soybeans. At the moment, December KC wheat's down a half a penny. December corn's up a penny and three quarters. November soybeans up 2 1/4. October, or I should say December, cotton 17 points lower. October crude oil is also down 17 cents. While we're looking at September dollar index trading 11 cents lower, and the September Dow Jones futures off 73 points.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time this morning. We'll visit again tomorrow and look forward to that. It's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.